Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. We consider that, we're glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to know what I mean when you hear who we've got on the show. Stephen Little is back. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of mine, and a fellow traveler out there in across the country helping small business owners do what they can. Do the best they can. His work is includes a number of books, the small business, the seven irrefutable rules of small business growth. Also, Duck and Cover, which is his new one, and in the middle there somewhere, The Milkshake Moment. Stephen Little, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
All right. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Folks, Stephen lives in the United States. He's an American, just like I am. And perhaps as you are, but he also, Stephen, you also have a residence and you spend a fair amount of your time in Mexico.
That's true. For about 10 years now, I've had a house in Mexico. Yeah. Right after 11, I bought a house down there.
Why did you do that?
Well, I bought it for a few reasons. One is I just like it. I like the culture. I like the people. I like the weather.
What was the milkshake moment that made you choose? Why not Costa Rica? Why not Toronto? I mean, why Mexico?
Well, it's a little bit of what I want to talk about today, which is you don't really move to a country. You move to a city, or you move to a place. You move to a house into a city.
Yeah.
I chose a city called Merida de Mexico. Direct flight.
Say it again slower.
It's spelled M-E-R-I-D-A, and it's pronounced Merida. But most people would look at it and say Merida, but it's Merida,
right.
Mexico. And
where is it?
Yucatan Peninsula. Direct flights every day. Save a million people. Direct flights to Miami and Houston every day. So I can work and live there. And I'm there about once a month, and I can work and live there. So I chose it because of its geographic proximity, its weather, its infrastructure. It's a big, beautiful colonial town.
How did you find out about it?
I've traveled throughout Mexico and Latin America all my life. I have always enjoyed it. And
so you already had reasons to be down there, and you kind of bumped into this area, and you said, "Hey, I think I'd like to spend more time here."
Business and pleasure, and I can also tell you that there's international living as a newsletter. Internationalliving.com is a website. It's been around for 30 years,
right.
And I've been reading it for a long time, and it's always talked about this place, and so it was on the list of, you know, places they would recommend: Cork, Ireland, and Auckland, New Zealand, and then they say Merida, Mexico. So
what is it about Mexico that you've learned over the last several years, not just 10, but maybe more, that you've learned about Mexico that you would like to refute? You've got your seven irrefutable rules of small business.
Right.
What are the seven myths of Mexico, or the two myths of Mexico that most of us should know?
Well, the most important one, I suppose, is that the demise of Mexico has been greatly exaggerated in our media. So certainly they are having a border problem, and we have a border problem as a result.
It's pretty serious.
No question about that, and that is a terrible thing. Not unlike the drug wars we had in this country in the 70s in some of our major metropolitan areas. But to paint a broad brush and to say that Mexico is somehow a failed state,
which is a big country.
It's a huge country, and as a result, you would never say things like, "Jim, I'm not going to go to Birmingham, Alabama, because they're having a drug war in South Central LA."
Right.
But that's what people say to me all the time, and it's about the distance.
Right.
It's about the same distance from where the drug wars are to where my home is.
Right.
But people say, "Well, I wouldn't go to Mexico right now. It's too dangerous."
Right.
So I wouldn't go to the border. I'm not going to go to Juarez right now. But I'm not sure you understand where I live and what it's all about. It's a big country. A lot going on. I spoke to a group, Jim, of 1,500 business owners in a place called Guanajuato, Mexico, and business is good. There is no violent crime to speak of. All they care about is making stuff and making money. And so for small business owners listening today to think that the entire country is a failed state just isn't.
How is the economy in general in Mexico?
Well, you know, Jim, when we get a cold, they get pneumonia. And
yeah.
So, yes.
Depending on which where you're talking about, they're either our first or our second largest trading partner.
And with Canada, they
alternate different depending on what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, and for us, they are by far, we are the most important. And so we are linked at the hip. There's no question. These are our friends,
yeah.
And these are our allies. These are,
right.
They're
our neighbors.
Also,
yeah.
It's great how you want to measure it too, Jim, but it is right around the 10th or 11th largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
So the 10th or 11th largest economy in the world is just to our south, and yet sometimes I talk to business owners that say, I don't want to do business there.
Hold on to that thought, because we're going to go there, folks. Is there business opportunity for you in Mexico? Steve's going to help us with that. Stephen Little is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.